you did. If someone says, can you, and you want to disagree, you want to say negative, you say, no, I.
No, I better not undertake.
All right, and use the negative with can. No, no, I
can't.
Okay. And if you, someone asks you at about sundown to do some work, and you say, well,
I no.
All day long I've been busy. I have
finished for the day.
All right. I have worked all day, but be very emphatic.
I have finished for the day.
All right. And if someone, if there's a terrible accident on the road, and you find that there's no need to call a doctor because the person was
dead.
Already
passed.
By the time
the doctor would get here.
All right.
Should be.
If you want to say someone ought to be careful, for example, how would you say that? He
should be very careful.
All right. Any other ways of saying that? Any other ways of saying should do something?
He.
No,
I think I
just don't believe it.
That just, you'd say he just should do it.
He just shouldn't be.
You make any difference between he should do it and he ought to do it? You'd be more likely to say
that. I think I would say should. He should.
In a situation where one boy is daring another one to do something, how would he say that?
I dare you to do so and so.
But, I bet you
would not.
Okay, another way of saying that, not quite as formal as would not.
I bet you shouldn't.
Okay, and not that you, it doesn't matter whether he should or shouldn't do it, but that he would not have the nerve to do it. I bet you.
You better not.
Okay. And,
better not.
That brings to my mind, better not, because if we did, when we were children and they told you better not do so-and-so, and if we did, we got to switch it.
You really better not.
You better not.
Okay. All right, if you say he ought to do something, and then how would you say the negative of that? I'd say...
He should...
The negative. Not that
negative.
He should do it, but that he... A boy got a whipping and you say, I bet he did something he used ought that he
but he ought not to have done.
Okay. Would you say that in a less formal way? How would a kid say it, for example? He wouldn't say that he ought not to have done. He would say he did something he
ought not have done.
Okay. And if someone asks you to do something and it's something you disapprove of highly, you might say,
I certainly disagree.
All right, and only do I disagree,
I'm not in favor.
All right. And the contraction of I will not do it would be a very short way of saying that.
No.
I
will not.
And a shortened way of saying that is I
no. Won't.
Okay. Again?
I won't.
All right. And when you did a great deal of hard work all by yourself and there was someone else there who perhaps could have helped you but didn't, and you might say, well,
you refused to help me.
And maybe if you didn't ask them, but they didn't offer, and you said, well,
you did not offer your help.
You, if you wanted to,
you could have.
All right. Would you ever say, might have?
You might have.
Okay. To suggest that in the future something might be possible, and to use... some idea of might possibly be able to do it. What's the short, quick way of saying, I'm not sure, but I...